Father, we glorify you this morning. We exalt your name. Blessed be your name upon the everlasting hills. Thank you, Lord, because your promises are firm. Your promises remain from eternity to eternity. Through the gospel, you've brought to light your eternal love, your unchanging love, your immovable love for your people. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Through the gospel, we know that Jesus Christ has brought to light a fellowship that is hidden God, a fellowship of love, a fellowship of power, a fellowship of glory that is hidden God from the foundation of the world. That fellowship that is hidden God is a fellowship men lost as they were introduced into this world, into this present age. Some will say that men were lowered into this age. They were lowered into this dimension. And in being lowered into this dimension, they lost out on the fellowship that is hidden God. So the gospel right now comes to bring about this fellowship, to renew this fellowship, to restore this fellowship and communion, this sweet fellowship that we had with God before this world was. Praise God. Paul speaks about a fellowship hidden God. You see this in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8. I'll just read verse 3, 8 to 10, so we have a clear understanding of what Paul is saying here. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who has created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So Paul here is talking about a fellowship that has been hid from the beginning of the world, meaning that when we came into this world, that fellowship was hidden. See, this fellowship in God became hidden from men as they associated themselves, as they entered into this new dimension and started to fellowship with men. They lost awareness of that fellowship that was with God from the beginning. And the gospel is here to restore that fellowship. See, this world fellowships with another kind of thing. See, this world fellowships with what spiritually is termed idols. Things that are not God. Things that are the formulation and the works of men, fabricated by men. Praise God. So you see, the The grace that we have from God today is to restore that sweet fellowship. See, that fellowship which is in God, which is hidden in Christ in God, is the fellowship by which everything in heaven and earth came into being. Now you can see what Paul says here in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9. It says that, who created all things by Jesus. See, he created all things by Jesus. Of course, when we read these things, there's a tendency to think that he's talking about he created all these things by Jesus of Nazareth, born 2,000 years ago. But Jesus, in this context, is the Son of the Living God, who has been from the foundation of, who has been before this world was. So, are we all? We are in Christ in the beginning, in fellowship with the Father. See, Christ is not just one man born in a manger. Christ is a celestial body that fills all in all. You see, and the whole inhabitants of this earth came out of that body of Christ. They all came out of that fellowship in Christ, in God. See, and it is in that fellowship that this world was created. It is that in that fellowship that this world is maintained. And in that fellowship lies our consolation throughout all eternity. Praise God. The fellowship with the Father and the Son. We are being called today to awaken back into the Son. And if we are awaken back into the Son, we also awaken back into the Father. Because the Father and the Son are one. It's a very, very, very high, precious calling. Praise God. It is only as we enter back into this fellowship that we can really receive healing in every aspect of our lives. See, whether it be in our health, physical bodies, in our finances, anything that you can ever think of, the healing comes only as we first of all recognize this fellowship that we lost to the ignorance of this world, and enter back into that fellowship. Praise God. We in Christ and Christ in God. It's a threefold union, unbreakable union, that we are being called back into. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse. Go to verse 1. It says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifest, and we have seen it and bear witness and shown to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto to us. See it, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You see it? Paul is saying that, John is saying here that he has seen, he has come in contact with that pure life, that pure spirit life that has been before this world was. See, that life became visible in the flesh. That life became manifest in this natural realm. In this world where men walk in darkness. That pure life was made manifest in this world, and we have seen it. We beheld it. We touch it. And we declare unto you that it is true, it is real, and we want, we invite you to come into that fellowship. I am already in that fellowship, but I call you, I invite you to come back into that fellowship. And truly that fellowship is what is with the Father and with the Son. That is the fellowship we are being called into. That is the fellowship that the gospel of God calls us into. See, we are not coming to fellowship with Jesus in the sky and with God, you know, in another sky, or with Jesus at the right hand of God in the sky. We are called to ascend back into the Son of God. We are called to awaken back into that union in the body of Christ, so that by that union we can also have access to the Father, that fellowship that was lost with God the Father. Praise God. That is the fellowship we are being invited into. That is the fellowship that brings the healing. That is the fellowship that provides and can do the wonders. All things are possible in that fellowship. Because by that fellowship, the heavens and the earth, everything came into being. We are being invited now to enter back into that fellowship. Praise God. Fellowship hidden God. See, in reality, it's not really hidden, but it's just that the eyes of our understanding became dimmed in this world that we live in. See, we have now been carried away with all kinds of imaginary fellowships. See, this the same way Paul and John the Apostle starts off 1 John, the book of 1 John, he ends up saying, little children, keep away from idols. Little children, keep away from what? From idols. He starts off by telling us about the fellowship in heaven that is real. And he ends up speaking about, keep away from idols, little children. What he says is that we have fellowship with idols all this while. All our interactions with men. See it? Interactions that at times even look good, look kind of good and nice, and you know, things that look kind of pure before men. But I tell you the truth, when you are awake, you will discover that these things are nothing but an abomination before the eternal Spirit of God. When we say abomination, we mean that these things hinder you from your glory in God. Praise God. This fellowship that we've had in this life as men, with men, the systems of men, systems that look so morally right. It could be your families, it could be your relations, it could be friends, it could be, you know, things that this world looks at as standards. They are nothing but things that keep you away from your glory in God. So the time comes now to you, for us to recognize that fellowship in God, that pure crystal fellowship in God. See, it's a fellowship of pure love, a fellowship of pure innocence, a fellowship of oneness that this world can never, never understand. See, people always wonder, how can we ever get to be one? See, the Bible says that they shall know you because of your love for one another. Meaning that the kind of oneness that those who enter into this fellowship exhibit, it's not a oneness that this world can manifest. See, you cannot have oneness in your systems of religion. See, you know how many fellowships and churches I've been to? And I've seen and we've seen and we've seen again and again and again that the story never changes. From Africa to Europe, to Italy, to London, to America, and it's the same thing. You try to come and organize the righteousness of God. You try to want to work out that righteousness, that love of God as men. It will never work. The only way we can recognize that oneness, that pure love, that fellowship of love hidden in God, is by first of all recognizing that fellowship that we lost in Adam, and to let go of all to enter back into that fellowship. Now, what do I mean let go of all to enter into that fellowship? Of course, it's a fellowship of pure spirit. It's a fellowship of what? Of pure spirit. See, flesh and blood has no part in that fellowship that is hidden God. So when I say flesh and blood, I'm talking of the mind. We're talking of the mind. The flesh and blood talks of the mind. See, it's a naturally minded mind. See, the natural mind is the carnal mind. See, it's the mind that cannot know the things that be of God. See, it's a mind that is subject to what? To vanity. It sees things that are not. It sees only idols. It's not able to see beyond the natural and perceive the things of the spirit. And let me tell you the truth, the natural mind is not true. It's not real. It's just a hunk of flesh, you know, a piece of flesh, piece of meat. Praise God. That is flesh and blood. It cannot know the things of the invisible, eternal God. It cannot know the things that are hid in that fellowship. It cannot see that fellowship that is in God. So flesh and blood cannot have access into that place. Praise God. That's why we have to now begin to rediscover our head. We have to begin to rediscover our head. Our head has been hidden somewhere in us. Now we have to begin to rediscover our head. And our head is a spiritual head. See, our head is Christ. That is the mind of Christ. Praise God, we have to be beheaded so that we can regain that mind of Christ. We have to be beheaded so that we can regain that spiritual consciousness that we all lost. Praise God. Now, if we get that spiritual, if that mind is restored to man, then his struggle ceases. Because now he begins to see clearly. Now he begins to partake once more of that fellowship that he lost in God. Now he begins to partake of the power of the Alpha and the Omega, the Alpha power. He begins to partake once more of the joy and the security and the peace of God. Praise God, in the book of Revelation, John saw those who are beheaded for the testimony of Christ. These are those who have lost their heads. And they enter into 1,000 years of peace. The 1,000 years of peace is an infinite day in the spirit, hidden God. It's what people call the millennium. They enter into this fellowship and they rule and they reign in Christ. You rule and you reign in joy, in the fellowship of joy. Hallelujah. In the fellowship of power, in the fellowship of assurance, in peace. Hallelujah. Because you are now united in the oneness with God the Father, that same oneness that we lost in Adam. Everything is restored. Hallelujah. And when that fellowship goes for us, the garden begins to blossom again. Hallelujah. The garden of Eden is your soul. It begins to blossom again as a rose. Hallelujah. Everything begins to become beautiful again. Joy and laughter begins to be found once more. Praise God. So this is the fellowship we are being called back into. A fellowship that we lost due to the influences of this dark age. See, it's how we can get rid of everything and let the revelation light of that fellowship dawn on us so that we can be partakers of the same. Hallelujah. See, the fellowship, like I've said, is a spiritual fellowship. Fellowship of what? Of pure spirit. It's not a fellowship that a man can partake of. Hallelujah. It's fellowship of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. This is what Paul calls it in Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Say, for the kingdom of God is not in meat, drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. God's world, God's realm is all about that fellowship of peace, joy, righteousness in what? In the Holy Ghost. So you have to discern the voices you hear today. If you hear another kind of gospel that is trying to preach materialism to you, you know it's not the gospel of God. Praise God, the Holy Ghost is spirit. We are being invited to join in the Holy Ghost, in the fellowship in the spirit. Praise God. It is in that fellowship that the other things will be added to us. It is in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost that the other things are what? Are added. Isn't that what the Bible says? Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. Seek this fellowship in the Holy Ghost. And the what? Other things will be what? Will be added to you. See, you have all kind of gospel today who they so, you see, the emphasis of material things is so much. Why? Because they simply are not still aware of that fellowship that is hidden in God. Brethren, that fellowship is able to sustain you. Hallelujah. That fellowship is able to what? To clothe you. That fellowship is able to give you your food. That fellowship is able to what? To heal you. Hallelujah. Some of us have been hurt from family influences, hurt from childhood. Things went wrong from when you were, you know, a child, and you felt depressed up to today, and all many things have happened. You need to hear the uncountable stories of woes from the mouths of people, from brethren, sisters, brothers, people all over the world. And these hurts and pains, they know no limit. You go to America, it's the same thing. Go to Canada, it's the same thing. Go to Europe, it's the same thing. Go to Africa, it's the same thing. People are hurting. People are bitter. See, but there's a fellowship in God that is able to heal every hurt that is in man. And it's in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Praise God, Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ always emphasized the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Father will send you a comforter. Hallelujah. The Father will send you a comforter, and the comforter will be with you and rest with you forever. Now let us see what Jesus Christ was trying to say in John chapter 14 verse 16. I will pray the Father, and will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you what? Forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot what? Cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but you see me because I live, and you shall live also. And in that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stop here. Now, Jesus Christ here speaks about the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. See, I will pray the Father to give you a Comforter. See, which is the Spirit of Truth, which the world cannot see and the world cannot know. Now, we must first of all understand that once a person in this world begins to see and recognize the Holy Ghost and walk with the Holy Ghost, is no more of this world. Because the world represents ignorance of what the Holy Ghost is. Praise God. Now let me just tell you something. You see, we always have ideas that the Holy Ghost is one kind of spirit somewhere, and God is somewhere, and Jesus, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is Christ. You cannot separate God from the Holy Ghost and Jesus from the, they are all one thing. And when Jesus Christ speaks about the Comforter coming to you and dwelling with you and abiding with you forever, he's speaking about us entering back into that fellowship and partaking of that fellowship in the Holy Ghost. Bear in mind that when we, those of us who are being called back into God's kingdom, are one spirit with the Lord. When you say one spirit with the Lord, we are talking of one spirit with the Holy Ghost, one spirit with the Comforter. It's a fellowship we are being recalled back into, something we lost in Adam. It's a fellowship in the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter, which is Christ. We are echoed back into that fellowship. See, and that herein lies our word comfort and consolation forever. See, we must enter back into that fellowship that we lost from the beginning when we descended into this world. Praise God. It's a fellowship hidden in Christ in God. Praise God. Jesus Christ, in that day you know that you are in me and I am in you, and you are in the Father. It's a fellowship hidden in God, and we all are partakers of that fellowship, and we are being called back to recognize and to enter back into that fellowship of light. Praise God. Jesus Christ always emphasized, the Father will send you a Comforter. Wait for the promise. Tarry ye for the promise. The disciples, they tarried for the promise, and the Holy Ghost descended upon them like flames of fire, and they started speaking in tongues. What happened on that day of Pentecost is simply allegorical. God was trying to demonstrate how the disciples were being initiated back into that fellowship in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. See how they were being elevated, united back consciously with that fellowship that we lost from the foundation of the world, that we lost in Adam. See, all that presence of that well-willed presence, that presence of the gushing wind and the flames of fire, is all the invisible host that formed the Spirit of God. In the Spirit of God is nested the innumerable company of saints. Hidden God, hidden that fellowship. Innumerable. Hallelujah. Paul is in that number. John is in that number. Peter is in that number. Jesus is in that number. We have multitudes, innumerable. Fellowshipping in that crystal clear spirit upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. If you read the psalmist properly, some of the psalms, the psalmist talks about chariots of fire upon Mount Zion. Some say chariots, the Lord is among chariots upon Mount Sinai, which is an allegory of Mount Zion. See, it's a gathering of the invisible host of God that together form the Holy Spirit. You who are being called with a holy calling. You know you are being called with the holy calling. You are being called to be holy to God. See, you are being called to be one with the Spirit of God. See, we are all being called back to enter back into that one Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, in fellowship with it. Hallelujah. And it's good news because therein lies the power. See it. Therein lies the totality of what we ever need for our happiness. Hallelujah. There is nothing else that can be compared to this thing that the Lord is revealing to us today. See it. Every form of fellowship or interaction we have as men, we pass away. It will be taken away from us. Some of us are still mourning for the death of our parents. Some are still mourning for the death of a child. See it. Some are still mourning for something that you lost, a marital relationship that went down the rocks, and things that disintegrated along the line. See, but one thing you must understand is that every other thing, apart from this fellowship hidden God, will be what? Will be taken away from you. Mark my word. Because it is not rooted in originality. Any other type of fellowship with men or with the invisible, in this visible world, in this dimension, will be what? Will be taken away from us. See, but if you want to know perfect peace and joy, see, if you want an inheritance that remains unshakable throughout all eternity, let us be focused on that fellowship hidden God. See it. Let go of all by faith. The Father will lead us by His grace. Let go of all and enter into this fellowship of love. Hallelujah. See where Jesus Christ says, let go of all for my name's sake. In the world to come, you will have brethren, hundredfold brethren, hundredfold houses, hundredfold of everything that you've lost. You will have it in the world to come. Now he's talking about that world in the fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Your brethren and your, all these are all brethren in the Spirit. Leave all and you will gain it a hundredfold on the other side, plus eternal life and the Father, which is eternal life. You have, that is what you gain back. You gain back the power, the glory. Hallelujah. Leave all in this natural dimension. Leave all in this age of illusion and enter back into that fellowship of light from the foundation of the world. Amen. So this is what we are being called in. So these are everything that in this world comes to naught. See, Paul says it in 1 John chapter 2 verse 4. He says what? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6, he says, how be the, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Are you listening? The wisdom of this world and the wisdom of the princes of this world. This is talking of the men of this world, the rulers of this world. See, the intellect that governs this world. Everything comes to what? To naught. No matter how beautiful, how gracious they may look outwardly. See it. No matter how much importance men attach to them, they all what? Pass away. They all come to what? To naught. Nothing. That means nothingness. They have no what? Eternal value. Nothing that you go out to set your hand upon in this life has any eternal value. It's just vanity. That's why it says leave all and enter backward into the fellowship of what? Of light. Leave all for my sake. Amen. Leave all for my sake and enter back into that fellowship hid in Christ. See, this is what the gospel came to reveal to us. See, he didn't come here to kind of, you know, further our ambitions upon the earth, but rather cause us to recognize that thing that we lost, that glory in God, that fellowship in God. See, like Noah, we must look up to the everlasting hills. The moment Noah got that revelation, all his ambition upon the earth was what? Over. Finito. The Italians will say finito. All his ambitions upon the earth was what? Closed. And his mind was now focused on that life, that fellowship upon the everlasting hills of God. Hallelujah. When we have fellowship like this, it is remembrance. Trying to awaken us to that reality of that fellowship hidden God. A fellowship of perfect stillness. A fellowship of perfect joy. A fellowship of all power. That is the fellowship that we saw there in the Garden of Eden. Amen. See it. Adam was in a realm of paradise in the Garden of Eden. See, he was fellowshipping in the Holy Ghost. He was partaking of that sweet eternal fellowship of God. He was healing God. There was nothing like, you know, a man called Adam in that dimension. It was just God. A fellowship of pure love, just I, the eternal spirit of God. That's all that Adam was fellowshipping. See, Adam never had poverty consciousness. No fear for tomorrow. See, no bitterness, no hate, no jealousy. No struggle to be good or struggle to be righteous or anything, because he was righteous. He was perfect, holy. No sin consciousness. Because when you have all these elements in you, the gardening will not blossom. You have no peace. You have no quietness, no stillness. Praise God. Adam was ruling and reigning, partaking of that fellowship of God, until he was deceived, and you know, that piece of flesh. Amen. The hunk of flesh. The serpent. The carnal mind. The world. Influences of this world. dragged Adam away, deceived Adam and lured him away from that fellowship in light. See, and we all have all partook of that thing. We all somehow in, you know, all partook of that influence of the serpent, even by virtue of our birth into this world. See, we were all edified and taught doctrines after the outer man by our parents, by the systems of this world, because they themselves never knew the mystery of that fellowship that we had with God from the foundation of the world. Praise God. That's why we've roamed in the wilderness, hurts and pains, sorrow and tears, fatigue and worries, sickness and diseases, unbelief, sin consciousness, lusts, all forms of imperfection. See, but I have come to give you life. The Christ is in our midst today to restore that fellowship hid in God. That fellowship in God. That fellowship of God. Fellowship in the Holy Ghost is here to restore it. Praise God. And I tell you, it's not as if those people who get this revelation and walk according to this revelation are not exactly the most popular people in the world. They are not exactly people that will ever be appreciated by the people of this world. Mark my word today. Because there are some things that you will do when you walk in this fellowship that will look contrary to all the laid down, you know, precepts of men. There are certain things and ways you will walk that will look contrary to what men have thought to be holy or correct or whatever. There are certain things that you will say that will contradict their beliefs, religious beliefs. See what kind of beliefs, religious beliefs, devilish beliefs have infiltrated the minds of men, so that they cannot even see and understand the mystery of this fellowship that is being revealed today. Had it been they had known, they would not have crucified what? Jesus Christ. See it? But they were blinded from the mystery. Because when Jesus Christ went about doing his works, what he was doing actually was simply fellowshipping in the Holy Ghost. You see, the effort of the ministry of Jesus is an effortless ministry. Eh? When I say effortless, I mean all that he had to do was to remain in that fellowship what, with the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ says that in that hour, you don't have to think of what you will say, but the Spirit that is in you will speak. All you have to do is to enter into the fellowship, and the loaves of bread will be multiplied for you and those who come under the shadow of your protection. Praise God. All you have to do is to be in that fellowship, to have everything working out for your good. Because all things work out for the good for those that what? That love God. Praise God. So this is the fellowship we are being invited in today. Once we're back into that fellowship in light, pure spirit. Praise God. When you are in that fellowship, all that the fellowship reveals is the glory of the Father. Because all that there is the glory of God the Father. See that. Hallelujah. The glory of God the Father and the Son. everything that you see around declares the glory of God. The earth and the fullness thereof, what? It's filled with the glory of God. And that's what you begin to see in that fellowship. It's just the glory of God. There's nothing like man or any kind of anything. Nothing exists except that eternal presence of God. And we enter into that fellowship of sweet fellowship with singing and with joy forevermore. Hallelujah. Daniel saw a revelation of the end. Now, when I say the end here in this instance, I'm talking about our being gathered back into that fellowship. In Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw this great wind of God stirring up the seas. Now, the sea is the world. The sea is where you have the abyss, is the lower dimensions of the world, the illusionary realms of men. Daniel saw this great wind of God stirring up the sea. And out of the sea came forth these four beasts. Praise God. The Bible says that these four beasts were lifted up before the presence of the Ancient of Days. And they were judged and power taken away from them. There was a burning, a dissolving, dissolution. What was God trying to say? Show us here. And after all of this, Daniel saw someone like the Son of Man being presented to God. Said, in the company of innumerable saints in white who were serving the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. This is the work of God today, restoring us back into that eternal spirit, back into that fellowship that is hidden God. Hallelujah. The seas, the four winds, the Holy Ghost, the whirlwind of God. Hallelujah. It's causing an awareness, an awakening in those who have been buried in the depths of the sea, those who have been dead in their sins and transgressions in Adam. It's causing a stirring up and it's bringing them out once more from the depths of the sea and, you know, taking them once more or leading them once more back into that fellowship that is hidden God. Of course, as you go up, there is burning. You receive a kind of some burning. There is purification. Anything that is not of God. So that beastly image that we have put on in our humanity. See it? That beastly image that flesh and blood has formulated for us is dissolved right now as we begin to hear the truth. Because as you begin to hear the truth, you will know that I as a man does not exist. But who exists? Christ. Christ, hallelujah. Christ what exists? Paul says no longer I, but what? But Christ. Paul got the revelation that his life as a man had no eternal value. It was only a formulation of lies. Praise God. So as the revelation truth dawns on us, which comes like a fire, a purifying fire, every element of us that is not of God is being taken away right now as we submit ourselves to the truth. And we are advised to submit ourselves to the truth. Let us not flatter ourselves. Let us not deceive ourselves, because this is the salvation of the ages. There's nothing greater than this. We don't want to spend the rest of our life down there in the depths of the sea, living in abject, in darkness. Darkness, you know, the abyss. If you see documentaries on the abyss, you see that the abyss is a realm where there is no light. See it with all kind of mal. You see, how do I put it? Malformed creatures underneath the deep, fishes. Malformed with teeth coming out like spooks. Ugly things underneath the deep. That is the realm of the dead. We don't want to spend our life underneath them, but rather we want to come out in and flow back into the eternal Spirit of God. Flow back into that fellowship. Hallelujah. When Daniel saw the multitudes, thousands upon thousands, fellowshipping and ministering to the Ancient of Days, he was seeing you and I back in that fellowship in the eternal Spirit of God. Because the eyes of Daniel was open to see into the Spirit, that fellowship that is hidden God. Because those who are awakened see only the Ancient of Days. They minister only to that name. In the book of Revelation, the last chapter, the Bible says that they all saw, they all see the face of the Father. Hallelujah. They see the face of the Father and they serve him day and night. And in that place there is no more curse, no more pain, no more sorrow. It's the fellowship we are being called into. A fellowship of life, vigor, hallelujah, joy, shouting, purity, innocence, infinite impossibilities. And God is faithful to establish us in this calling forever and ever. Praise God. These things are available right now. It's just to listen and allow the Spirit of God lead us on into this fellowship that is hidden God. For our fellowship is what? With the Father and with the Son. This is our fellowship. Our fellowship is a spiritual fellowship. It's not a fellowship with men. We are being called out of the things of men, out of the realm of men, into what? Into that which is God. Praise God. The Lord give grace. Hallelujah. Father, blessed be your name. We exalt you, glorify you. Thank you for this revelation of this fellowship that is hidden God. This fellowship that has been from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Let your people arise. Let there be a strengthening, a quickening. Blessed be your name, O King of Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the eyes be blinded from the vanities of this age, and let the eyes begin to see you seated upon your throne, high and lifted up above all principalities and powers, in majesty and in glory. Blessed be your name, O Father. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen.
As we concluded in the prayer and the words of the Lord revealed to me, I saw these banana leaves with the dew on top of the banana leaves, fresh, coming out. That was what the Lord revealed to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
day. The soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore
llevaba aquella cruz.